Did you enjoy yourself tonight, my darling? Yes, I assumed as much. I know that many ladies grow to detest balls once they are wed. However, I believe that they are of a far more fickle nature than yourself. While they are so vexed with the vanishings of their youth, you only long for the company of those you care for. I feel quite fortunate to have married a woman who is charmed with gregariousness rather than poisoned by vanity. And do ease that worry on your brow. You still look as lovely as the day I met you, and you always shall, for I am far too taken with your spirit to ever heed when your hair might start to turn. Yes, I suspect that you well know my thoughts on that matter, and were simply craving my affirmation? You may have my praises, at least where they are honest. My lips will not omit them. However, they must be earned. And you must realise that we have other matters to discuss tonight. Love, I know that the change of subject was abrupt, but I cannot indulge you any longer. The hour is late, and we cannot leave such a discussion until morning. I would rather the dawn be welcoming and not have it fill either of us with dread. As such, we only have the evening to address certain unpleasantries. Do not hide yourself behind those eyes. You know perfectly well about the matter on which I speak. As much as I adore your banter, you must not meddle in the affairs of others. The neighbour's daughter will marry once she finds a suitable match. The suitor that she chooses is her family's concern and not yours. It was improper of you to insist that she dance with your cousin. If he had wanted her as a partner, he would have asked her himself. I know that you had no ill intent, darling, but you must learn to break this habit of yours. Your amusement cannot come at the expense of others' good character. You may wish only for the best circumstances, but you cannot expect to understand the minds of your compatriots half as well as they know themselves. You will only cause strife if you try to bend hearts against their natural affinities. And I believe that we have discussed this tendency of yours at length, correct? No, speak honestly. A disagreeable truth is still far kinder than any omission. I must know if my words were clear, as I shall never expect you to agree to terms that were never spoken. Did you understand my meaning before, or did I not say it properly? Well, thank you for your sincerity. I know that it comes at the cost of your innocence, but I trust that you will be made the better for it. In any case, we now have the opportunity to thoroughly address the matter at hand and perhaps tame that naughty proclivity of yours. Yes, darling, I must correct you. You know that is my duty. While I admire you greatly, I cannot allow myself to become enchanted with your faults. I love you far too much to let you fall into the trappings of idolatry. Marriages become dull when one does not make an effort to improve. And, as your husband, I must encourage the strengthening of your character, whether that be with the praises of my tongue or with the sting of my tears. Oh, that blush. I shall not tell you. You have nothing to fear. We both know it to be a lie. If it is done accordingly, then it will sting. But you should not hide from it. The tenderness of your burning flesh will serve as a proper reminder of your failings and will aid you in forgiveness, for I suspect that guilt will not leave you until I decide to make it. Do you believe my words to be true? Very well then, undress. The lesson will not truly sink in if you are covered. Oh, your fingers are trembling. Might I assist you? Hush, there is no need to fret, darling. The pain will come solely from the tears tonight. My hands will only aid in your comfort. Please be still now. We need not prolong this for either of our sakes. Good. Now, bend over the bed. Remember to hold your form, any movement, and I will have to add another SWAT. Good girl. 10 should do it, I think. Shall I begin? Very well. Darling, remember, keep still. Hold the blanket if you must. Good girl. Good girl. You're doing tremendously well. Nearly there now, darling. Be brave. There. I hope that you will consider that sufficient, as I truly do not believe that you have earned anything more. At least in terms of pain, I am, however, more than happy to grant you assuagement. Shall I dry those tears? Thank you, dear. I know that correction must by necessity be unpleasant, but I am honoured that you allow me such opportunity. Although I could never delight in your sadness, I do take joy in understanding that I have relieved you of some of your turmoil. Shh, no, no, no. There is no need to apologize. No need to apologize. I am rarely wronged by your faults, and I certainly was not harmed tonight. I only strive to aid in your education, and tonight's lesson has already been learned. We shall speak of it no more. There are happier matters. Pardon my vulgarity, but I did notice that your eyes were not the only part of you that weeps. No, no, I promise that is not shameful. Pleasure and pain are close cousins. It is not uncommon for them both to pay a visit on the same occasion, and I trust that your red arse will still silence your habits for a while, so there is little harm in feeling a bit of lust. After all, I would be less than honest if I denied my own passions. You have tempted me from the moment I laid eyes on your naked body. I suppose I could suppress my urges, but if you would like my opinion on the subject, consider the taste of my lips. If you must play with the hearts of others, I would advise you to pick mine, darling. It already belongs to you. You may meddle with it as you wish, and it shall always bend as you fancy. And I shall bend to your pleasure. Ah, I see. Did I see those eyes wander down? Well, you need not be curious. I am eager to show you how much it wants for you. Lie back now, dear. I should tease you more, but I know that you are already quick with delight, and my cock is sinned with impatience. Open up for me, sweetheart. I long to feel your tightness. I cannot wait any longer. Ah. Such bliss. I am so lucky to know it. Oh, darling. Oh, give in to it. Give in to it, dear. You know how much I crave your lust. Oh, let me please you. Oh, take it, darling. I need you to take all of it. Oh, that's everything I hoped it would be. I am such a lucky husband. To have a woman, a wife, who adores this as much as I. Oh, you are doing so well, my sweet. Oh, how your body captivates me. holds my attention and my gaze so that it would never wander to another. Oh, you... You are the ruin of me, I swear it. Oh, my bad. My goodness. I should hope that your ecstasy compared half as much to mine. You may love 1,000 times, but it shall always be wondrous. I could never want for more. And how glad I am that our spirits are alighted in that regard. No, they're not. No, no. And how glad I am... Fuck. And how glad am I that our spirits are aligned in that regard. Let's try that properly. And how glad am I that our spirits are aligned in that regard. So joyous to be so well matched. But we shall not nourish ourselves with more compliments. It is not long until dawn greets us and your eyes are beginning to sink. I know that the night has been a long one, but do you still remember your lesson? Good. Then rest. I hope that the morning brings you happiness and that you shall not be in need of more correction. Right, that recorded. Yes, it did.